Blog Talk Radio.
In the secret place of Most High. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers. And under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. My God, my God, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Glory be to God. It shall not come nigh thee, my sisters and my brothers. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. This is the word of the Lord. Because thou has made the Lord, which is our refuge. He is our refuge. I want you to hear that this morning. Our Lord and our Savior is our refuge. No matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, no matter what's being said, He is our refuge. In times like these, the living God is our refuge. And we know that we could trust in Him. We could believe in Him. He is our refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Yes, He is. And somebody ought to shout, glory, hallelujah. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. Glory be to God. I will be with him in trouble. My God, my God. This is the word of the Lord. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. He is your deliverance. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart, and he will deliver you. Honor him. With long life, and I believe that's long, healthy life, will I satisfy him and show him, watch out, my sisters and my brothers, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the hour of salvation. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Are you sure? Are you sure that if you leave here in the next second, you're on your way to heaven? Are you sure that you're saved? That you're born again? You accept that Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? This is the hour of salvation. My sisters and my brothers, playing time is over. Don't look at anybody else. Look in the mirror at you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Look in the mirror at you. Are you very sure? then you can talk the talk and walk the walk and win souls for Christ. You have got to be sure that you are saved, that you're born again. Not your mother, not your father, not your pastor. You've got to be very sure. Then you can win souls for Christ. Don't you know the world is watching you? Yes, they are. You say that you're born again, you're a Christian, you're saved, you're going to serve them till you die. The world is watching you. And don't you know that's why most of them are not going to church? Because the men and women of God are not acting Christ-like, not talking Christ-like, not thinking Christ-like. This is the hour of salvation. Playing time is over. I don't have time to play church. There's too many church folk and no born-again folk. They've been in the body of Christ for years and years and years. They've been in one church, this church, that church, and still not saved. The world is watching you. It's not about things. Things can't make you happy. Only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Christ will last. Psalm 35, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute my soul. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. I am thy salvation. Salvation is free. You can't buy your way into heaven. You can't make nobody love you. You can't buy happiness. You can't buy friendship. That money's going to run out. Salvation is free. Jesus loves you no matter what. That's the kind of God that we serve. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He loves you. And he's a forgiving God. Don't try to buy love. Thank God for the givers. Yes, we thank God for the givers. Because God bless you to bless others. So we thank God for the givers. Glory, hallelujah. We thank God for the givers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Continue to be a blessing to someone. As God bless you to bless others, it's not yours. God only allow you to be a steward for a reason. Thank you, Jesus. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord. Trust. Do you trust him this morning? Trust in the Lord. And do good. While you're trusting in God, you will do good. If you say you're born again, you're saved, you accept that Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, it's not hard to trust in the Lord at all times. Instead of murmuring and complaining about your aches and your pains, about not having any money, about not having any friends, God is a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. And if you got King Jesus as your friend, that's enough. God will surround you with people that love you. God will surround you with people that want to be a part of your life, that want to help you, that want to support you. Let go and let God. Trust in the Lord when you get that pink slip on the job. Trust in the Lord when you get that eviction notice. Here's a better place for you. This too shall pass. Trust in the Lord when your sons and your daughters are acting crazy. Trust in the Lord when your grandchildren don't know what to do. Trust in the Lord when your boss is calling you everything but a child of God. Trust in the Lord at all times. It's easy to trust in God when things are going well. But what about when you go through those trials and tribulations? Are you still going to trust in God? Or are you going to cry out, why me? Why not you? Didn't they crucify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? He did no wrong. He did no sin. Trust in the Lord and do good. While you're trusting him, you're going to do good. Yes, you are. Somebody said it's hard. If you are a man or woman of God, born again and saved, I want you to hear me this morning. Trust in the Lord and do good. It's easy. The devil is a liar and he is a deceiver. He wants you to believe that it's hard. Put Satan under your feet. Step on him this morning. Stop on him this morning. Put him under your feet. And we send that spirit back to the pits of hell from which it came. Trust in the Lord and do good. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Yes, you can. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. God will take care of you. He will feed you spiritually and physically. Seek the spiritual first. Then the physical will manifest in due time. Thank you, Jesus. He will not have you go hungry. You may not have what you want to have. You may not have a steak. You may not have filet mignon. But he will not have you go hungry. Thank you, Jesus, for that piece of bread. Thank you, Jesus, for that glass of water. Thank you, Jesus, for that peanut butter sandwich. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. You will be fed spiritually and physically. Ask and ye shall receive. Knock and doors shall be open. Seek and ye shall find. Go to the Word of God. Go to the Word of God. Get fed spiritually. And watch God manifest and move in your life physically. That's the kind of God I serve. My God is a good God. He's an awesome God. He can do anything but fail. And he hasn't failed you yet. I don't care what you're going through. He has not failed you yet. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. And my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers, I believe if the desires of your heart are lined up with the Word of God, watch out. The desires of your heart are lined up with the Word of God. He will give you the desires of your heart. And I pray that the desires of your heart will be a blessing to you and to others. Stop being so selfish. What you do for others will come back to you in due time, in God's time. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you in due time. God's timing. There is a time for everything. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And someone is being blessed at this time. Now is your time. Now is your season. Because you waited on the Lord. And while you waited, You are being of good courage. You Holy Spirit. Evangelist Jack Nita. You waited on the Lord. And you are being of good courage. Evangelist Janet Griffith. You waited on the Lord. And you are being of good courage. Apostle Joanne Foley. You waited on the Lord. And you were being up good courage. And you were doing good. Linda and Harry Bennett, you waited on the Lord. You waited on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you were being up good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ruth and Brother Bellamy, you waited on the Lord. And you were being up good courage. Pastor Victor Mines, you waited on the Lord and you're being of good courage, you Lady Mines. He will strengthen your heart. Pastor Victor Folks, Denise Folks, you waited on the Lord and you were being of good courage. Mother Annie Green, you waited on the Lord. Mother Nita, you waited on the Lord and you're being of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. That's been you waited on the Lord. And you're being of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Sister Burdetta Washington, you waited on the Lord, and you were being of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Shanita Kelly, you waited on the Lord. Rael Kelly, Zariel Kelly, Diamond, you waited on the Lord, and you were being of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Minister Sharon Bricks, Minister Yvonne McFadden, Minister Barbara Duffy, you waited on the Lord and you're being of good courage. He strengthened your heart. Nobody but God. Bishop Reginald Kennedy, First Lady Kennedy, you waited on the Lord and you're being of good courage. Elder Annette and Don Smith, you waited on the Lord, you were being of good courage, and he strengthened your heart. Yes, he did. Wait on the Lord, my sister and my brothers. And while you're waiting, what are you going to do? Be of good courage. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Underline that in your Bible. Underline it. Delight yourself in the Lord in times like these, when you don't know which direction to go in, when you don't know what's happening in the world, when you don't know what's going to happen next. God knows. He knows what's going to happen next. Don't you worry about it. You pray about it. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. And he shall bring it to pass. Watch God bring it to pass. Watch God bring it to pass. Watch God bring it to pass. But you got to commit your way unto the Lord. Commit your way unto the Lord first. Thank you, Jesus. And he shall bring it to pass. Won't he do it? Somebody said when? And God's time. There is a time for everything. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man that bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger. Cease from anger. Stop being angry and give everybody else a piece of your mind. Stop it. That's why you're out of your mind now. You're giving everybody a piece of your mind, and now you feel like you're confused and don't know what to do. Stop giving everybody a piece of your mind and cease from anger. And forsake wrath. Fret not thyself to do any wise, to do good, to do evil. Let me say it again. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Stop it. Not of God. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Inherit the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You know God will give you more than just a house. He'll give you acres and acres of land. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. You will inherit the earth. Your father is rich in houses and land. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, they shall diligently consider his place, and it shall what? Not be. Uh-huh. God is taking care of that situation. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. But the meek, because I am meek, does not mean that I am weak. But the meek, that's what the word of God says, but the meek shall inherit, there's your inheritance again, but the meek shall inherit the earth. There's a time for everything. God gives that spirit of boldness at a certain time. But the meek, he's saying, the meek shall inherit the earth. Thank you, Jesus. The meek shall inherit the earth. You're not weak. Meekness is not weakness. Meekness is a blessing. When they think they can run all the top of you and tell you what to do, and no. Let them think that. But the meek shall inherit, the earth, and shall delight themselves in what? The abundance of peace. Nothing like the abundance of peace. Have you seen someone when all hell is breaking loose and everything is going on around them? They're just sitting there being still. They know God. They're not worrying. They're praying. Abundance of peace. Not just a little bit. That's the God that I serve. That he will bless you with an abundance of peace. Why worry when you can pray? The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Won't he do it? The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of many of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken. Watch out. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. God will uphold you. No matter what's going on, no matter what's being said, God will uphold you in that courtroom, behind bars, in jail, on the job, in your neighborhood, in your home. God will uphold you. The arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright. Yes, he does. The Lord knows the days of the upright. And their inheritance shall be what? Forever. Their inheritance shall be forever. Men and women of God, your inheritance shall be forever. Obey the voice of God. I want you to hear this morning. When God speaks to you, you obey the voice of God. Amen? You obey the voice of God. God may send you a messenger, a man or woman of God. God may speak through them and use them. Obey the voice of God. Others speak to us. Yes, God may even send some ministering angels to speak to you. Yes, he will. Obey the voice of God. if you pray, meditate on the word, study the word of God, you'll be aware of who God is sending your way and your direction to speak to you. Obey the voice of God. God is speaking this morning to you. He wants you to obey the voice of God. Be careful how you entertain strangers. There may be angels in disguise. Man may tell you one thing to do, but if God speaks to you and tell you no, you obey the voice of God. You understand what God is telling you to do, because you will be held responsible. You will be held accountable. They might understand why God spoke to you in that direction or in that way. But God is speaking to you this morning, and you obey the voice of God. You are accountable for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you are truly a man or woman of God, God will speak to you. He's speaking to you now. He's using me to speak to you. Obey the voice of God. Man may not understand why you're getting up 6 o'clock in the morning praying, seeking the Lord. Man may not understand why you're meditating on his word. Man may not understand why you study the word of God faithfully. Man may not understand why you're crying out to God. Man may not understand. Obey the voice of God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to continue this morning on how to invoke this peace of Jesus Christ. You will soon notice that the first thing that happens when you begin to think about Jesus Christ is that a great calm will come upon you. A great calm will come upon you. When you begin to meditate, think about Jesus Christ, you immediately begin to feel better about everything in your life. When you begin to think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you, there should be a spirit of peace and calm that surrounds you. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God says, be anxious for nothing. You should have a spirit of peace and calm. Your spirit should be settled. There should be no confusion. God is not the author of confusion. And we send that spirit of confusion back to the pits of hell from which it came. In the name of Jesus. I want you to hear me this morning. God is not the author of confusion. Send that spirit back to the pits of hell from which it came. God is a God of order. He does things in decency and order. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I know someone who was healed from insomnia. After many sleepless nights by affirming, the peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon me now, and all is well. The peace of Jesus Christ poured out upon me now, and all is well. Watch God move on your life when you dwell on the name Jesus Christ. We worship God in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. We're spiritual beings. And we worship him in spirit and in truth. I know of a human relations problem filled with confusion. in harmony and conflict that will resolve after someone affirm for it the peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon this situation now, producing perfect results. Praise the Lord. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. Can you feel that peace that surpasses all understanding? Can you feel that abundant peace that God is blessing with right now? As he said in Psalm 37, abundance of peace he will grant to you. Thank you, Jesus. A fine black school teacher was placed in an integrated school, and I think I shared it with you before, for the first time. At first, there were grave behavior problems. This was the first time most of the children had even seen a black teacher. Yes, in this day and time. That's still going on. And the Hispanic students seemed especially resentful. This teacher was rather frightened and upset over the challenge until she began to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Then she said, Jesus Christ is teaching this class. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus Christ is teaching this class. The peace of Jesus Christ reigns supreme in this class. I bless each student with the peace of Jesus Christ, and all is well. Put Christ in that situation. The peace of Jesus Christ. Welcome him in. Remember, he's a gentleman. Come on in, Jesus. Come on into my life. Come into my home. Come on in, Jesus. We welcome you into my life, into my home, into the lives of my children, my grandchildren, my great-great-grandchildren. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. I bless each student with the peace of Jesus Christ, and all is well. All is well. Everything quickly calm down. Look at God. Praise the Lord. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. Everything calm down. Everything quickly calm down. And harmony was restored. Harmony was restored. A happy teacher with a class of happy students was the ultimate result. Praise the Lord. God is good. And somebody said, oh, not where I teach at. Yes, it can happen. Yes, it can. I believe it. I've seen it done. Thank you, Jesus. In our homes. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. It begins with you, my sisters and my brothers. Blessed is the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. There is a time for everything. It was estimated about 80% of all illnesses results from suppressed emotion. We see it happen all the time. Headaches, colds, and many common ailments appear after an emotional conflict. After an emotional conflict, you heard anyone say, oh my God, she gave me a headache. You allowed that to happen. You allowed that to happen. The next thing you know, your system is now breaking down. Your immune system. Then you develop a cold and other common ailments. But Christ consciousness is very powerful in healing because the first thing it does is give peace of mind. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that peace of mind. Remember I said to you, stop giving everybody a piece of your mind, a P-I-E-C-E-P. Stop giving everybody a piece of your mind. Because God want to give you that peace that surpasses our understanding. P-E-A-C-E. And the peace of mind comes healing. Have you seen someone just calm and relaxed no matter what's going on? That's the Christ in them. And you can have it too. And that peace of mind comes healing. My God, my God. Healing from the hurts, the fears, and resentments, jealousies, and other emotional conflicts fade away. And that peaceful Christ consciousness. A lot of you are still carrying situations from your childhood. Your childhood. Your adolescent years. Your teenage years. Years when you were in your early 20s. You're still carrying around those situations. I want you this morning to let those situations go. Put them in God's hands. Put that person in God's hands. I heard someone say, I'll never forgive him or forgive her. You need to. If you want to have that peace that surpasses all understanding, the word of God tells us to be forgiving. Christ has forgiven you. And you're saying, well, you don't know what they did to me. I don't need to know. God knows. God knows. God knows. I want you to forgive that individual this morning for your good. Get yourself out of prison for your good. You have the key to unlock that prison door. Forgive, let go, and let God. Once you forgive, you're not going to forget what they did to you. Hear me now. You're not going to forget, but you can forgive them and move on with your life. You're still in your childhood years, your teenage years, your early 20s, your 30s, your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. My God. Forgive and let it go. Forgive today. And receive that peace that surpasses all understanding. You're not at peace because you have not forgiven that individual or those individuals. Hear me this morning. Forgive right now. Take out 10 seconds and say, God, I forgive what that teacher said about me. I forgive my mother or my father. I forgive what my children said about me. I forgive what my friend, I thought was my friend, said about me. I forgive them, Father. I forgive them. He is a God that will hear and answer your prayer. He will turn that situation around for you. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Christ has forgiven you. So who are you not to forgive? Glory be to God. I feel a breakthrough this morning. In someone's life, someone is forgiving that child, that parent, that neighbor, that person they thought that was their friend. Somebody's forgiving them, their pastor, their teacher, that husband, that wife, that grandchild. Somebody is forgiving. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I feel a breakthrough. I feel a breakthrough on this morning. Forgive and let it go. Thank you, Jesus. This is your therapy session this morning, coming straight from heaven. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Forgive and let it go. Now, now, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Forgive now. Trust God. Let go of that heavy burden you've been carrying for years and years and years. And you're walking around angry with everyone else because of what happened years ago, what that individual said about you, what that individual did to you. Let it go. Let it go. Let go and let God. Now, we are not doormats. The flip side of that, my sisters and brothers, we are not doormats. We forgive, shake the dust from our feet, and keep moving. Amen? You ain't got to stay under that individual, but you can forgive them. Move on. Move on. Move on. Don't let anyone abuse you physically, emotionally, physically. Move on. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In that peace of mind comes healing, and I believe someone's been healed. Healing from hurt, fears, resentments, jealousies, and other emotional conflicts, which just fade away in that peaceful Christ consciousness, the Christ in you. By affirming the peace of Jesus Christ is a marvelous prayer decree for bringing fulfillment to all phases and areas of your life and the lives of others. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The marvelous thing about affirming the peace of Jesus Christ is that everyone around you responds to that prayer unconsciously. You ain't got to see it to believe it. It's going to happen. It shows your tempo. You become happier and more efficient. Then you're able to carry out the work that God has designed for you. Yes, God has a plan for your life. But you're not going to be able to carry that work out until you learn how to forgive and let go and let God. Let it go. So you can carry out the plans that God has designed for you. The peace of God is that everyone around you responds to that prayer and shows his tempo. You become happier and more efficient. Tension, stress, and strain just fade away in this prayer of peace. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. It has to start with you, my sisters and my brothers. And God can help you with that too. One person decreeing the peace of Jesus Christ in a situation can calm the whole atmosphere and produce harmony. A young man told me he was in the club one night and a fight broke out. The DJ began to play the song, "We Fall Down, But We Get Back Up." Things changed in that club. The fight broke up. The whole atmosphere changed. You be the instrument that God is using to bring about peace. And lots of times we needed to sit and pray. Don't say anything. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. We're praying for you. Dr. Jill Biden, we're praying for you. Kamala Harris, Vice President, and your husband, we're praying for you and your families in its entirety. We're lifting up kings and queens, popes, world leaders, ambassadors, archbishops, bishops, chief apostles, evangelists, missionaries, carrying out the work all over the earth. A great work evangelists and missionaries. You have setting up churches in other countries. A great work, evangelists and missionaries. You're traveling. You're going to and fro. You're not called to stay in one area. God has blessed you as an evangelist and a missionary to carry out his work. You're not a pastor. Pastors stay in that particular location. But we thank God for our missionaries and our evangelists, our ambassadors that are traveling and taking the word out in the streets. Thank God for our street evangelists. Thank God for our missionaries. Great men and women of God doing a great and mighty work. Bless them, Father God, with the spirit of peace. We thank you for our reverends, our doctors, our nurses. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for our trustees in the churches, our deacon and deaconess. We thank God for those that clean the floors and prepare the food for the soup kitchens, that feed the hungry, those that bring clothing so they'll have clothes to put on, fresh, clean clothes. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those provide for the homeless and make a way out of no way. We thank you, Father God, for the givers that share their time and their talents. Glory be to God. We thank you right now for the givers that share their blessings with others. Bless them abundantly with those that share their knowledge, their concern, and their agape love with others. We thank you, Father God, because you said in your word, yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you, for the Bible tells you so. We are praying for you, Victor, Christina, Jonathan. We are praying for you, Rosie Traham, Sheree Williams, Shanita Kelly. We are praying for you, Ryel Kelly and Zariel. We are praying for you, Diamond. We are praying for you. God is able. Touch their minds, their hearts, their spirits, and their souls. We are praying for Pastor Shirley Caesar, Pastor Tammy Caesar. We are praying for you, Pastor Loretta Sumter, South Carolina. We are praying for you, Dr. Leela Broomfield of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. God is able. We are praying for you, Elder Cassie Lofton, and your husband, Deacon Lofton. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We are praying for the entire Washington family, Stewart family, the Green family, the Bennett family, the Nelson family, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the Gibson Magwood family. We are praying for you in New York, South Carolina, New Jersey, Saudi Arabia, Canada. Prayer warriors all over. We are praying for you, that God will strengthen you and keep you and guide you and direct you. Germany, we are praying for you. Africa, South Africa, we are praying for you. West Africa, we are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Germany, we are praying for you. Venezuela, we are praying for you. We are a nation called to pray without ceasing. Yes, we are. And we are being obedient to the word of God. He didn't say preach without ceasing. He didn't say sing without ceasing. He said pray without ceasing. Thank you, Jesus. And we are being obedient to the word of God. We thank you for Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. We thank you for International Prayer of Faith Ministries. We thank you for Anointed Women United for Christ in Prayer. We thank you for Pastor Linda Smith of Road to Life Ministries. We thank you for Reverend Dr. Maybelle Hickman, Pastor, Father God, of Cities of Refuge. We thank you for Elder Annette and Dawn Smith. Mercedes, we're praying for you. We're praying for Door of Hope Ministries. We thank you, Father God, for keeping hope alive, Reverend Jesse Jackson and Elder Annette Smith. We are praying for you, keeping that hope alive. There's hope in Jesus Christ, none other but the name of Jesus Christ. There's hope for you on your jobs. Greta, we are praying for you. Yes, we are. And all the postal workers. We know it's not easy. We are praying for our military, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, our police officers, we are praying for you and your families that have volunteered to go out and take those challenges like that in times like these. Protect them, Father God, from seen and unseen danger. And we are praying for healing for those that's under the sound of my voice. Yes, God is a healer. By his stripes, you are healed. Claim it in the name of Jesus. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, Miami, Florida. We are praying for you, Dr. Ron Green and Jill. We are praying for you. Glory, hallelujah, Tanisha Green in Norfolk, Virginia. We are praying for you and your family in its entirety. Join us again tomorrow on the Power of Prayer with your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D. Write to me and send your prayer request at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send me your prayer request and request your beautiful anointed prayer rug. Many people have been blessed, Spirit of the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on in, Jesus, and bless us now. We thank you for your blessings, restoration, deliverance, and healing. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.